You are Locked On Twins, your daily Minnesota Twins podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And welcome to the Locked On Minnesota Twins podcast. Today is Wednesday, July 21st, and I'm your gracious host, Nash Walker. Today's episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the app and join me hopefully next Friday if I can get the technical side of my computer to work to get in on the action. Spotify Green Room is great. Get on there for a lot of lockdown podcasts every single day. This is Nash Walker, writer of Twins Daily, lifelong Twins fan, bringing you 5 days a week coverage on the Minnesota Twins. Happily talking about a Twins win tonight. Thought the Twins played really, really well this evening. And a couple of guys that really came through in big spots. Jorge Polanco all year has come through in big spots. I think I talked about it in last night's episode. We talked a little bit about Larnick and Jorge Alcala in the game last night, if you want to go listen to that. I think I talked about it a little bit that Jorge Polanco this year in high-leverage spots has been absolutely terrific. And I've said in recent years, too, previous years, there are very few players. I mean, this has been a great Twins lineup on paper in the last 3 years with Nelson Cruz, with Donaldson last year and this year, and with Polanco and Kepler and Sano when he's on. And this is a really tough lineup, Garver. So there's a lot of guys, a lot of good hitters to choose from in this lineup in terms of who you would want at the plate with the bases loaded, two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Twins are down by one. And, I mean, the knee-jerk choice is going to be Nelson Cruz every single time. But I think that there are very few other than Jorge Polanco that I would choose. And I talked about this last night. He gives you such a good at-bat, and he gives you underratedly good at-bats. And last year, he really was dealing with the ankle. He was terrible last year, and I was the first to say that he was terrible last year. But the quality of at-bat was still there. He just wasn't driving the ball with any authority, a lot of groundouts to the right side, a lot of pop-ups, just not good last year. But he has completely bounced back in a huge way over the last 3 months now. I mean, he's been great for the Twins and showed it again tonight. I mean, he has three straight hits and three at-bats. Huge home run to bust this game open and make it 6-1 Twins. Josh Donaldson has a huge two-out, two-run single up the middle off Dylan Cease. Clutch hits, a great start from Michael Pineda, and a lockdown bullpen. It reminds you, it's like you woke up in 2019 and 2020 with how good the Twins played tonight. I thought it was one of their best games they've played in a long time. They came back and they won four games from Detroit, but they didn't, you know, a lot of those games they didn't start. Starting pitching wasn't good. The offense didn't show up until late in the game. I thought from start to finish tonight, the Twins played very well. Defensively turned like four double plays, I think it was. Looked good. I mean, I thought they played really, really well today. And I say, I mean, we've done this podcast all year, every single day after every game, you know, during the week. I'll say when they play terribly, and I thought they've had some of their worst games they've played all year in what has been a terrible year recently. But tonight I thought they were really, really good. And Jorge Polanco was really, really good. And it's good to see Polo do this and produce because you know he's capable. His heart rate is flatlined in those big spots. Like he just thinks about it as another at bat, and I think that's why he does so well in those spots. Huge home run from him, and with two outs and two men on base, that was huge for Polo. Kepler leads off tonight. Arises still out with the knee injury. Terrible news today. Alex Kirilloff is going to undergo season-ending wrist surgery on his right wrist. I believe it's his right wrist. We know it's been bothering AK, and it's been a caveat every time we talk about AK. Every time I talk about AK, it's like, okay, he looks good. He's hitting the ball hard, but the wrist, how long is the wrist going to hold up? You know, and that's been something that's been on my mind, and I think it's been on Twins fans' minds throughout this year. Torn ligament in his wrist, and he's been dealing with that and playing through it. I think it's a testament to how good of a hitter he is, still hitting the ball very, very hard. He's been offensively very good over the last three or so weeks. Leading up to the All-Star break and then now after has been very good. And I think for Kirilloff, like, this is the best thing for him longer term, knowing that he's such a huge part of the team next year and moving forward. But I think Alex Kirilloff gave us so many reasons to be excited, and it sounds like he's done. He's not playing for the Twins again this year, and his rookie season has come to a halt here, and he'll return hopefully fully healthy in 2022. I think he showed us a lot of reasons to be excited, and you're going to look back at the numbers, and they're not going to pop off the page in any way, but the expected numbers, how hard he was hitting the ball when he was healthy. At the beginning of the year, I think he started like an 0-for-15 rut, but all those balls, like every single one of them was hit hard, hitting into a lot of outs. He's going to be a breakout candidate next year, certainly when we talk about him in the offseason, just knowing and seeing how he can spray the ball when he had that power, when his wrist was okay before it got he got injured, he was taking the ball out to center. And even with the wrist, I mean, you saw him at Kauffman Stadium, a huge park, huge outfield, go to center field for a home run and just destroy the batter's eye back there. He has massive power, and he's already a really good hitter. And I think that's what the takeaway is here from Alex Kirilloff. For him to battle through this and still hit the way he did is, it's massively impressive, and I'm excited to see what he does. I think there's no question that he's a second, third, fourth, fifth guy in an order moving forward. He's a heart-of-the-order bat on a good team, and I think Alex Kirilloff is going to be a stud in this league. I'm really excited to see what he does when he comes back. But that's bad news. Hopefully long term. Again, these are things that you decide. If the Twins were in the midst of a pennant race, or you know they were looking toward the postseason, Alex Kirilloff might not be shut down right now. But because it's a lost season, these games don't matter. He's proven to you that he can hit. Everyone knows he can hit. It's best for everyone. They've decided to just undergo the surgery now and look toward 2022. And I can't disagree with them on that. I think it's a smart move, and it gives Miguel Sano a chance. Maybe one last chance here in these last couple months to play first base every day and see what he can give you over there. Miguel Sano has got to prove it. He's got to go out there and prove it. And if he can hit well these last couple months and be a positive offensively, he's going to be in the mix for a DH spot next year because he's under contract. You know, it's going to be hard to trade him. But if he, again, there's another thing. If he has a good couple months here to end the season, it'll be a lot easier to move him. But he can still be in the DH conversation for next year as Nelson Cruz departs via free agency. Let's talk about the trade deadline. Talk about Cruz, Robles, Simmons, all these guys after the break. I have odds here. The odds of whether I think these Twins are going to get traded at the deadline here in a little over a week. Stay here and we'll talk about it after the break. We all know we should be eating more fish to get our omega-3s and protein, but the seafood counter can be intimidating. Which fish tastes the best? What type of cut? Can you really be sure about the quality? Wild Alaskan Company takes the guesswork out of buying wild-caught seafood. Wild Alaskan Company delivers high-quality, substantially sourced wild-caught seafood right to your door. Choose from salmon, whitefish, or a combination, and every month there are different specials to explore. Each shipment contains premium wild-caught, individually wrapped portions of delicious seafood that's ready to prepare and easy to cook. And right now, you can get $15 off your first box of premium seafood when you visit wildalaskancompany.com/MLB. That's wildalaskancompany.com/MLB for $15 off your first box. wildalaskancompany.com/MLB. Make sure to use our URL to let them know that we sent you. So first you got to look at guys who are free agents to be. That's Nelson Cruz, Hansel Robles, Andrelton Simmons, Michael Pineda, Alex Colome, and Jay Happ. Colome has a team option next year and a little buyout. I think it's a $6.5 million team option, $1 million buyout. He's been a lot better recently, and the Twins are going to be so desperate for bullpen help this offseason, but no. I mean, you're not picking up that option for him next year. He has been good. Like, he was good again tonight. I thought he gave up a double to Andrew Vaughn, but considering where Colome has been at for much of this season, that's okay. I think he's been good recently. But I have all these guys at 98, 99, 100% odds to get traded. Nelson Cruz is gone for sure. Hansel Robles is gone for sure. Andrelton Simmons is definitely gone. Michael Pineda is definitely gone. And Alexander Colome, I think, is the one. J. Happ's gone too. And if you can get anything for him, I mean, what's his value? If you trade, like, the buyers at the deadline, who's J. Happ supplanting in a buying rotation? I don't know. That's hard. I mean, someone could move him to the bullpen, but his 92 mile an hour fastball will play up to 94. Still not crazy about that idea, I don't think. But I think Colome's the one that maybe the Twins, if they don't get any good offers for him right now, could look at him for the rest of this year and see if he can bounce back, because I think people forget how good Alexander Colome has been in his career, not just in 2020 last year when he had like a 0.81 ERA or whatever for the Sox. In his career, has been really good, and he's always outperformed the numbers, but so has a guy like Dallas Keuchel, who won a Cy Young Award. These pitchers exist, and Alexander Colome is one of them. So I could see the Twins, if they don't have an offer that they like for Colome, and some are going to say, take whatever you can for him. I don't necessarily disagree, but I also could see if they don't have an offer they like for him, they could hold on, see what he gives you in the last couple of months. And then even then, like, you could pick up a team option on him and then trade him in the offseason if he has a good close to the season. You know, you could do that. But I think they're going to, they potentially will want to see more out of him. But I have him as gone. I mean, I think it's 98% that Alexander Colomé is gone as well. So all those guys are gone. Obviously, the one that sucks and hurts the most is Nelson Cruz. I think I'll be waving to the rest of these guys. Michael Pineda's given a lot to the Twins. He had a great start tonight. It was touching 91, 92. Slider was awesome. Thought he pitched very, very well. It was a typical Michael Pineda start. Got out of some jams and just gave the Twins a chance to win, as he always does. And I think they'll be able to get a decent return for him, even though he is an impending free agent and his stuff hasn't been the same this year. And I hope they do go after him this offseason for the right price, because the stuff, I mean, has definitely not been the same. His fastball is down, I think, one or two ticks. The stuff just hasn't played, as we've seen from Michael Pineda in the last couple of years, and it's concerning, and you have to give him rest. You know, the Twins in the last 3 years have given him a lot of rest, because they know with the arm issues and the elbow issues of the past, it's important to do that for him. But he's going to get traded. Andrelton Simmons, I think I'm pretty hard on Andrelton Simmons. I don't think it's not warranted in a lot of ways, because I have a lot of pent-up frustration that the Twins did not sign Marcus Semien as their shortstop. Would it have made a big difference in the win-loss column? No. But here's the difference that it makes. I mean, it would have made a difference, I think, having him in the lineup, but it wouldn't have solved any pitching problems. And I do think by some metrics, Simmons has helped the pitching staff. But if you had Marcus Semien right now having the year he has, and they were playing in Buffalo in a minor league ballpark, so I think some of those numbers were inflated and are inflated in Toronto, but still, he's had a monstrous year for Toronto, and the Twins were in on him till the very end. And we talked about him all offseason, Marcus Semien, to fill that shortstop void. If they had Semien on the roster right now, you could trade him for a lot. I mean, I think you could trade Marcus Semien for a really nice haul, and you are not trading Andrelton Simmons for a nice haul. You'll be lucky to get a BC level prospect for Andrelton Simmons at this point. He's been so bad offensively. I don't think the defense has been what we expected it to be, and I think he's definitely as good as gone. I think all these guys are on the one-year deals except for maybe, just maybe, Colomé. But Simmons has been super disappointing to me, I mean, in every way. And it's, you don't want to blame guys for how bad this year has been, but he has not helped, and I thought he would. And that's the point there. I mean, you look at a guy like Robles, who's had his ups and downs, but he was coming off a season he had a 10-plus ERA, like very high ERA for the Angels in the shortened season. They signed him for $2 million. I mean, you don't expect as much out of him, you know, and you don't expect him to help. I expected Andrelton Simmons for $10.5 million to help the Twins win games this year, and I can confidently say, you look at the numbers, the eye test, I watch this team every night, I watch Andrelton Simmons every night, has not helped the Twins win this year, and that's where my frustration lies, because Marcus Semien has helped a really electric Blue Jays team win this year, and it's frustrating for me, and I don't think this offseason you just run it back with Andrelton Simmons and hope that that changes. I think you learn from this, try to get something out of him in a trade, and move on and learn. You learn that their plan Bs have not gone as planned. You know, they wanted Zach Wheeler. They didn't get him. They went with Donaldson. I don't think the Donaldson contract or Josh Donaldson has gone as planned. Just in terms of the injuries, the production has been really good. I looked today, second best hitting third baseman in the American League this year. And again, in big spots, hasn't been there, but he had a big hit tonight in a huge spot with two outs and a two-run single to take the lead. Twins went up 3-1 in the middle of that game. That was huge. And that's going to even out over a full season. You don't just not hit in big spots if you're Josh Donaldson and hit in every other spot. That's baseball. It's 162 games. You play and it'll even out close to your numbers a lot of the time. And that's in Donaldson's career as well. Let's talk about the two-year deal, guys that are free agents after the 2022 season. This is where it gets juicy, and this is where my predictions come in for who I think is staying, who I think is going, and what the odds are on that. Jose Barrios, Taylor Rogers, Byron Buxton. Let's talk about it after the break. Built Bar is the best-tasting protein bar ever. These bars are covered in 100% chocolate, and they're soft and easy to chew. Built Bar has 12 original flavors, but they've added 6 new flavors as well, and these improved Built Bars are even deliciouser. Plus, Built Bars are healthy. Built Bar is great for the health-conscious guy. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. The bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, full of protein, full of fiber, and great for a keto diet. And the peanut butter bar, only 5 grams of net carbs for a type 1 diabetic like me. That is huge. Plus, right now, Built Bar has reset the promo code for this relaunch, so listen closely. You get a free cooler with your purchase while supplies last. If you go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, you also get 15% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. My favorite flavors include the coconut almond, the peanut butter, the banana bread. Use promo code LOCKED15 at BuiltBar.com. Today's episode of Locked On Twins is brought to you in part by Fully Loaded Chew. Fully Loaded Chew is tobacco-free long cut and pouches that give you the same pack, dip, spit, and buzz you're used to without tobacco. Available in 9 flavors, Fully Loaded Chew is made with all food-grade ingredients and tobacco-free nicotine, the purest form of nicotine available. It's the only moist nicotine pouch on the market. All other nicotine pouches are dry white pouches, nothing dips, spits, and packs like Fully Loaded. Fully Loaded Chew is offering Locked On team listeners a special offer. Right now, you can try a can for just $1. That's right, just $1. Go to www.fullyloadedchew.com and use promo code Locked On. Just $1 and free shipping if you use the code Locked On at checkout. The next time you go for a dip, make it Fully Loaded Chew, fullyloadedchew.com. The biggest trade conversation, I would say, in baseball, honestly. I mean, Chris Bryant's a big one for the Cubs, has been Jose Berríos. I mean, is Jose Berríos going to get dealt? Because it's so unexpected. Coming into this year, who would have thought Jose Berríos was going to get shopped at the deadline by the Twins? It's just, it's unfathomable at this point that that's happening. And I think it's probably for a lot of teams too. They didn't expect that at all. The Twins didn't expect it. So they're kind of maybe scrambling, thinking about this and making this decision, but they've had time because they've known, I think, for at least a month that this season was over and it was time to start thinking about the trade deadline and what you're going to do with Jose Berríos. I have his odds right now, and this is really fluid because I think it depends on the other two and it depends on Donaldson. It depends on who else they trade. But right now, just in a vacuum, I think it's 70-30, 70% chance that Jose Berríos is not traded at the deadline. I think everything we've heard, Derek Falvey saying he thinks the Twins can compete next year. Lavelle Neal had a report that you shouldn't expect Jose Berríos to be traded. I think there's been steam in the last couple of days that have shifted me more. I thought it was 80-20. Even a month ago, I thought it was 95-5 that they would keep him. Now I'm at 70-30 because it sounds like he's not going to sign an extension. I think the Twins probably had that idea, held out some hope that he would. So it shifts it a little bit more for me. But I don't see any way that you can trade Jose Berríos with the way Maeda has been this year, the inconsistency from Maeda. And, I mean, there are guys coming up, but they're guys that have never pitched at the major league level. How you can trade Jose Berríos and still have money to sign a shortstop, sign 3 starting pitchers. It's just remake a bullpen. It's going to be very difficult for them to do that and make up for what has happened this year. Their DH spot is open next year. I think they have a lot of bats to fill, and I'm not worried about that as much as I was coming into this season. But if you trade Jose Berríos, I think it's going to be really hard to compete next year. And that's not because I think Jose Berríos is like the next Jacob deGrom or anything like that. I just think he's such a stable force, and it's going to be really hard for them to make up for that in free agency and or in a trade. I mean, what are you going to trade him away and then trade prospects to get someone else who's similar? I mean, that's kind of two steps backwards at that point. So 70-30 that he stays, I think they're going to ultimately keep him. The 30 is for he's not going to sign an extension. His value is the highest it'll ever be, and the Twins get a good deal and trade him. I could see it happening. Rodgers, I also have a 70-30 that he stays for a lot of the same reasons. I mean, he's the one guy coming back in the bullpen who you really do have confidence in. Duffy, the stuff tonight, I mean, he still can get outs. He's not the same guy we've seen, but 89-90 with the fastballs. I mean, he was 94-95 in 2019. The stuff's not the same for Tyler Duffy. I think he's turning more into a 6th or a 7th inning guy rather than an 8th or a 9th inning guy. I still think he can be good for the Twins next year. Duffy and is under contract as well, but I don't know. Like I don't know if you can rely on him. Jorge Alcala is still working through a lot. I think he's gonna eventually be good, and we talked about that last night. But still, I think Taylor Rodgers is the one guy you can rely on and the one guy you build around, and that's the same with Berríos in the rotation. I wish I felt better about Kenta, but I don't right now. I want to see more out of him, feel better about him, and I know the Twins do too. We all do. But I think Rodgers, if Berríos is traded, I definitely think Rodgers is traded at that point. I think those two are linked more than any other. I think with Byron Buxton, my preference, and I've said it, I would love for the Twins to extend Jose Berríos as well. But it doesn't sound like that's going to happen as much as maybe Byron Buxton would. Jim Bowden wrote in The Athletic in his piece that he thinks the Twins and Buxton will get it done, but I don't know, how much water that carries. Buxton, I have at 55-45 that he'll stay because of the report that the Twins will trade him if he doesn't sign an extension. That could definitely be posturing, trying to get Buxton to sign that extension. But I think more than Rodgers or Berríos, Buxton, because Jeff Passan reported too that Buxton's the most expensive player on the trade market, which is crazy. I mean, if the Twins can get a haul for Buck, He's on the injured list. I mean, that's to me, I don't want to see it happen. I have made the case that I want them to extend Buxton, but it is possible. I mean, I think it's possible. And maybe 55-45 includes the offseason for him being traded, but I think it's possible, and I hope it doesn't happen, but I think it is possible. Donaldson, I have 80-20 that he stays because that contract's just – I think it's going to be hard for them with that contract. Kepler, I have 80-20 stay. I think they really like Max Kepler. Kent, I have 95-5 stay, just such a cheap deal, and he's also – it would be a sell-low thing right now. And then Luis Arraez, 98-2. I know people have talked about Luis potentially getting dealt. I don't think that's going to happen either. The Donaldson one might be surprising to some people. And Kepler, too, because we've talked about if the Twins would trade Max Kepler. But the thing with Donaldson, I think they would like to probably get that money off the books and give Jose Miranda a chance this year. Miranda hit another home run for the Saints tonight, by the way, third base prospect. But I think, personally, if you're going to – and these guys are so, – like, a lot of them are linked. You know, Barrios, Rogers, if they're traded, I think definitely then Donaldson's traded. You know, and if Buxton's traded, I think Donaldson's traded. I think they're so linked in a lot of ways, and it's hard to separate them. Donaldson's is just a little bit more unique because of the contract, but they signed him thinking that they were going to compete for 4 years. So if you make that decision again that we're going to compete in 2022 and commit to that, commit to putting the best player at third base in Josh Donaldson. And the health is an issue, but commit to the you know, stay with your commitment of signing him to a four-year deal with the intention to compete. I think you stick with him at third base. He's going to give you the best chance to win. I like Jose Miranda. I'm really excited about him. He hasn't proven that he's going to help the Minnesota Twins win. You know that Donaldson will help you win. And anyone who says that Josh Donaldson isn't helping the Twins, you just got to look at the numbers. I mean, he's putting up a really nice offensive season. He's played a good third base, probably not what we expected from him at third in terms of defense. But offensively, I mean, he's been really, really good. You'd like to see him produce like he did tonight in big spots, but he helps the team win, and it hasn't been his fault. And if you're going to commit to competing in 2022, commit to him again. You know, stay with him, keep the money on the books. You plan for this. It's not like they didn't, like, they're like, whoa, this contract is crazy now. They knew this coming in. You know, this was a risk that you're going to think about. If you're thinking about contend, I mean, they expected to contend for 4 years of the Donaldson contract. So if you're going to continue that and try to contend, keep them and just move forward. And it's the same with Kepler on his extension, expecting to contend for the majority of his extension. If you're going to contend, keep your commitment. You know, just continue to do that. Same with Kenta Maeda, trading Bruce Dar-Gratterall for Kenta Maeda, committing to contention. If you're committed to contention, keep the guys that you committed to already. That's my argument there for those guys. But it's interesting. I think they're linked in a lot of ways, like I said. I think the offseason factor in terms of Buxton is interesting if he comes back and he has a monster second half of this season coming back from the broken hand. Could potentially see him traded in the offseason, but it's going to be interesting, and we have 1 week left, and I'm really interested to see what happens, and Twins fans are going to be on the edge of their seats in a way that we didn't think we would be, but that's the reality, and I'm glad you listened to this podcast. Follow me on Twitter at NashWalker9. Follow the show at LockedOnTwins. Let me know your thoughts on these and just your thoughts on the trade deadline. If you have any questions, DM me on either, tweet at me, whatever. I'm always here to take your questions or comments or whatever. I appreciate you listening. Go Twins. Nice win tonight for the Twins. I don't want to undersell that. It was a nice win, and they split with the White Sox, split the four-game series at Guaranteed Rate Field. Did not get embarrassed, so that's what I'm excited about tonight. Go Twins.